up to the Ravens divisional round playoff game. Also on the road in Denver, Colorado, we are at the Under Armour Performance Center, the Ravens Complex, in Owings Mills, and as we like to do, we like to kind of cross paths with the two professional sports teams in town, talk a little Ravens and Orioles. Of course, we are the flagship of both, and now let's bring in Orioles all-star center fielder Adam Jones. Mr. Jones, how are you?
I'm good, man. Got back out here west. Long day of flying yesterday.
Well, you came back from San Diego, from Baltimore, because, and I'm going to use your words, and I do want to bring this to everyone's attention, you felt, quote, obligated to see Ray Lewis's final home game, and I have to give you a lot of props for this, and I'm not just blowing smoke up you-know-what. I think that is really, really cool that you felt that to come and see his last game.
Yes. I was in Miami at the time. I mean, I would have came back if I was in China, but I was in Miami, so it made it a lot easier just to hop on a plane, come up there. I mean, it's, you got to respect it, you know.
How would you describe the atmosphere on Sunday?
I liked when he went and got behind as a running back. That was cool. I wish they would have ran it right up the middle. You know what I mean? But, it was, I think everybody was just, you know, understood, but at the same time really didn't understand what was really going on, you know, but I mean, it was a special moment that I hope everybody really embraced it and remembers it because, you know, if he's not playing anymore, the career, you can see, you know, the numbers speak the career, but I think you can ask his teammates and you can ask the defenders, the opponents, on what, you know, how he approached the game, respected the game, and, you know, you get it. That's where you you get the respect for the man. And it's not just about the sport, it's about the man. And, you know, he's a damn good man.
Orioles all-star center fielder Adam Jones with us here on WBAL. Next segment, we'll do our famous Truth with 10. We'll take your Twitter questions to @Brett Hollander for your questions to Adam Jones, unrelated to baseball or whatever have you. But, Adam, I do want to ask you this. You signed last regular season a six-year deal with the Baltimore Orioles. This is before the Orioles made it to the postseason, still 15 years at that point, without a trip to the postseason. And Ray Lewis's first 3 years here in Baltimore, they were a bad team. Clearly, he made a commitment to the club after the club made a commitment to him to stay here long-term. When you see the admiration and the connection with the fans here in Baltimore to a guy who played every down of his career here in Baltimore, and yes, you did start your career in Seattle, but does that make you think what could be down the road for you? And it's so clear that it's different when a guy commits like that to this community. It's different here than anywhere else, I would argue. Do you see that, and is that one of the reasons that you decided to sign a long-term deal here?
Well, I mean, it makes sense, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I weighed the pros and the cons of it, and you know, the con was what? I have to go through arbitration again. My agent, I talked to my agent today, and he's like, they're all in arbitration mode. I said, good luck. Who wants to deal with that stuff? I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about, you know, dealing with free agency. But, you know, the time would be, I'd have to, you know, who knows? Who knows what my future would entail? Now, with signing it, insured for, you know, it's a business. First and foremost, it is a business, but it insured it and helped its case for me to stay in Baltimore. And it just made sense. You know, it made sense. But you can weigh the pros and cons of it. You know, made sense. I got to catch, I don't know, my eye is drawing a blank right now. Center fielder for the Orioles has 8 gold gloves.
Paul Blair.
Great. Paul Blair. I got to catch him.
What? So you're now 6 away, right?
Yeah, so, I that's something that I look at. You know, I told Cal. I told him that it was one day. I think it was his day that they were doing his thing, his statue. And I told him, I want to catch a record. And he was like, where are you at right now? And it was September 8th, so, or 6th, one of the days. I don't remember. They all Tuesdays to me. He was like, where are you at? And I remember I was like 140. Or something like that. He just started laughing. But he said, good luck, man. And in the first game of the postseason, came back, he said, now that you've played 162, don't you feel that if you don't play 162, you can do it, now you should always do it, right? That's how he felt.
That's good advice.
So, it's just simple advice. Like, man, you've done it now, so Why do I need a day off?
Well, I know you threw this out there on Twitter, but you're considering going to Denver for the playoff game. Is that still possible?
I'm trying to get a suite.
It is cold there.
It's too damn cold for me. It's 22 degrees. Come on, you already know. You know the reason why I'm not in Baltimore in the winter, because it's damn cold. So, and it's not Denver cold. So, I'm trying to set that up right now. I want to, you know, people that come out there, and, you know, if I run into people that are in Baltimore and I have extra suite seats in there out in Denver, you know, I'm trying to host a bunch of people up there, keep them warm, keep the Ravens fans warm, and enjoy ourselves.
That's pretty much the coolest thing I've ever heard. Adam Jones hosting a Ravens party in a suite at Mile High Stadium. And have you ever swung a bat or taken BP in a Coors Field?
Not in that stadium, but and whoever is does come in my suite, hey, whatever goes in there, don't tell nobody. it's gonna be fun. But actually, I played in Colorado Springs in AAA. So,
okay. Does the ball travel farther?
Oh, man. I wouldn't say it travels farther. I still was crushing in AAA. But there are some times that I've seen guys hit balls, and I'm like, all right. And this is my first year in center field, so I'm running. I'm taking like three steps in right off the bat, and then the ball is, you know, way out. And I'm like, what's going on out here in Colorado Springs? And that's like, you know, to right center field. So, you know, it travels out here. But I think what Major League Baseball did, they changed that up. They got the humidifiers, I think. I don't know what's going on. And honestly, I've never played in Colorado, so I don't know what they really do there. But anytime, you know, you always see the games be 9-7 in that ballpark.
Yeah,
people launching balls. You see Cargo, Tulo, and the visitors coming through launching balls. Yeah. And my boy Fowler.
Yeah,
I like his little joke.
Yeah, your 32 home runs could get to 38, 39 probably pretty quickly.
I don't know. Camden Yards is a good place to hit also.
That's true.
So, and, you know, that's a part of me signing too. Why the hell would I want to go play 81 games in another park?
No, you're playing the best right now. There's no question about that.
I play 81 games. It's not a bandbox. People mistake that, but I like Camden Yards.
No, it's the best. I'm very biased, but I think it is the best. When we come
You are biased. You're Baltimore.
That's true. So are you, buddy. All right, when we come back with Adam Jones, we'll do the Truth with 10. Send us your Twitter questions to Adam Jones. He answers pretty much anything, only right here on Sportsline on WBAL.